I've always wanted to do handwritten cards, thank you notes and that kind of thing. And, you know, in this day and age, who has handwriting anymore? I can't write anymore, let alone do I have cards? I don't even know if I have a pen. So I sent you a handwritten card.
I loved receiving it.
On it, on the one side, and you can, this is the custom version. And on the other side, look at that beautiful card. It says Leo Laporte, Chief Twit. It's got the, it looks like a, you know, a nice heavy cardstock.
Looks like he came from the president.
And it looks like it's handwritten. Dear Megan, misspelled. I misspelled your name. Sorry. I just wanted to send you a note thanking you for being such a valuable member of the Twit team. I didn't say that. Your integrity, authenticity, and intelligence are so important to our success. Thank you for being a great friend and colleague, Leah. So that actually is heartfelt. So I think that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it came in a really nice envelope. I thought it was a real card. I didn't know it was your app cap, so I threw away the envelope. I didn't know it was supposed
to keep the envelope. It folded, ladies and gentlemen.
But it did the job. Right.
And this really looks like it's a pen. They must be using an auto pen or something to make it. So this is called Bond, like James Bond, B-O-N-D. It is an iPhone app, oddly enough, because it really would be a much better app as a iPad app. But I'll show you on the iPad so you can see it more clearly. The website is bond.co. And this is one of a number of apps I'm starting to see. There's even a subscription club designed to get you to send more thank you notes, more just, you know, hi, I miss you, you're a good friend notes. So it comes with a variety of pre-designed notes. Nice to see you. And then you can see the other side. And then once you pick the design you want, you can actually fill it out. I also created, as you saw, I created some stationery. So you could use a custom picture. I used, you know, I just found that. It could be anything that's a Twit logo. And on the other side, you can customize it with your return address and your heading and all that. And then, so let's, well, let me see. Let's send one thank you note. Send one to somebody here. So thank you. That's nice. So then what you do is you go into the composition and now you just write a note, right? It's not seeing my iPad. Dear Mom, comma, return. Whoops. Comma, return. Thank you for giving birth to me. I know you had many choices of children. But thanks for choosing Leo. Okay, and then signed Leo. And then done. Okay, now, but that's boring. That's typeface. Let's pick a face that, and I can change the size. It looks more like I wrote it, like this one, right? Like card I sent you. Mm-hmm. And it has a variety of cursives. You can choose fonts. And there, you know, there's little, the fonts are a little, frankly, more illegible, but they still look like handwriting. So I guess actually they're both handwriting, but one's, you know, block printing-ish and one's cursive. And the one I sent you is actually cursive and it looks like it might be my handwriting if I were, I don't know, an older woman.
Mm-hmm. It did look a little bit like my grandmother's handwriting.
Yeah, it looks like, but see, if you saw my handwriting, it would look like a five-year-old. Mm-hmm. So it's probably better that I choose one of these. All right, so there's the handwriting style. And then you put your address on here, and you can save your address. And you put in the address of the recipient, and it will send it to them. And it did. Now, in this case, I sent a card. You can also send a postcard. It will put a stamp on it and mail it through the regular U.S. mail. And frankly, did it say anywhere this card was not really written by hand, but is in fact cranked out by an app? No.
No, it doesn't.
No, it
but
looks
your mom
like,
knows your handwriting, though, right?
I doubt it. So... So now that's the good news. The bad news is not cheap. The first card's free, so take advantage of it and do your first card. But if you want to, you see, I sent one and that was free. Now, if you want to pay for it, it gets a little more expensive. This is the one I sent you, and I did mistype your name, dear Megan. By the way, see, stamp on it. That's what the envelope looked like. Even the envelope was handwritten, right? So it really looks real. Took how long to get to you? About a week. To get you. They get it out pretty quick. But, okay, bad news. So one note a month, $5. Now, remember, they're including the postage. That's 40-some cents, right? And the envelope and the card. The card would be at least $250. So it's a little premium over going out and buying a card. But, boy, you save a lot of time. They have subscription plans. Four notes a month brings the price down a little bit. And by the way, the cards roll over. So if you don't use four cards that month, I'll probably do this one. I'm not going to do 30 notes a month because it's $135 a month. But the idea would be, and I think a lot of business people and others say that there's nothing like a handwritten note to cement the deal, to seal the relationship. And so I really like this. They have business plans that are even more than that, 250 a month or up to 500 cards at once. So if you wanted to send, you know, maybe you maybe your business, you had a big party, you wanted to thank everybody for coming, you could send 500 cards. I think this is pretty nicely done.
Well, you think of it like sort of like a gym membership. You know, it's something you know you should do. You don't necessarily want to. If you've already paid for it, then you know you're going to do it,
right? I think I'm going to do the $9 a month because I probably should send at least one thank you note a month or one, you know, hi, how are you? I miss you. It's better than Facebook. It's real. It's like a, and this is nice paper, right? It looks good. Looks like stationery.
I believe in the thank you note. Do you know that when Tom Merritt interviewed me at Tech TV in the year 2000, I wrote him a handwritten thank you note. He still has it 17 years later. He sent me a picture of it.
That just shows you.
He said, I'm the only one who's ever written a thank you note for an interview, and it really made the difference. So if you're looking for a job, that was 17 years ago, probably even more so now.
And I'm going to throw in one more thing, political action. We know that if you want to write your member of Congress or your governor or your mayor, that handwritten cards from your jurisdiction make a difference. This would be maybe incentive, maybe five. Maybe I should send out, you know, four a month to my my Congress critter. The one negative on that is it probably would be postmarked from wherever bond.co is, not from your home. So maybe that isn't a good idea. I like this idea. And as far as I think they're using an automated pen because it really looks like it's handwriting. It feels like it's handwriting. I think that's indistinguishable from somebody actually writing it.
If I thought you could possibly have handwriting that neat, I would have thought it was real.
Yeah, they should have one that's really like like for geek handwriting, really messy. Bond.co on the web, and they have an iOS app for iPhone only, although as you can see, it works fine.
Now give me my card because I really liked it.
Yeah, it's good. And it was sincere. I meant every word of it, even though it wasn't in my handwriting.